What is it you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Yes, here she is, Mimi Shoneman, your host of the Red Hot Real Estate Show and licensed realtor with RE/MAX Results. Hello, Miss Mimi. How's it going over there?
Good morning.
Hello, hello, hello. Also with us, our friend and our fabulous credit contessa from Caliber Home Loans, Miss Shelley Ferris. Hello to you as well.
Good morning.
I just noticed in my neighborhood today when I was driving here, I passed one of those for sale by owner signs. Oh. And I was just like, ooh.
Poor you.
Exactly. Huh? Yeah, that sounds like an exhausting amount of work, especially right now with everything that's going on. I'm like, why would you, what money are you saving? Or what money do you think you're saving by doing that yourself?
Well, you should just stop and knock on their door and say, I'm praying for you. Just so
it's
you just, know.
Oh, it's so much. And I say that as I'm still a layman, but I talk to you and Shelly every week and still go, there's no way. There's like, you know, I know enough to be dangerous and to know that I don't want to do it myself. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I'm licensed.
Yes.
for a long time now.
Yes.
And I don't, you know, I look back at when I had a house before I was licensed and I felt pretty savvy about real estate. But what I know now is that I wasn't.
Right.
And I could have made a massive mistakes.
Indeed.
And I've known people that were brave enough to try to, you know, get a book from Barnes & Noble and do it that way. Mm-hmm. I'm like, more power to you. You know, I don't need that kind of stress, that kind of, you know, headache that something could go wrong and it was my fault.
Like hold a garage sale, maybe, but how to sell your house?
Right. I mean, and this was one of those, like, you know, I just thought it was fascinating because I saw one of those signs where it's like you clearly bought this online or you got it at like the Home Depot or the Lowe's, and you to do it. That's, you know, I just was amazed when I saw it, especially and part of me was trying to go, what would be your motivation to do it yourself? So well, can we even, like, why would you try to do it yourself? I don't even know why. Maybe it's just because I there's certain things I'm just like, this is not my expertise. Why would I try?
Well, could be. Let's just talk it through.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all is money.
Okay.
Everybody wants to save money, even if it's 50 cents.
Okay.
You know, so that's the first motivation, right, Shelley?
Oh, yeah. They think that they're saving money. That's the thing is.
Yep.
Because I just had one of these come through. So go ahead and tell the things and I'll tell my story.
Okay. Well, I mean, money.
Yes.
So you have to really know what you're doing as far as the paperwork goes, because it looks really easy from what people see online, on the shows, all of that. You open the door, a massive amount of people come, and that's probably true. But, you know, you don't know who's in your house when you do that. And you really need to know what you're doing with regard to the Minnesota laws and the paperwork and the contracts and the fair housing violations. And that right now, I think, would be a real vulnerable spot for a lot of folks. Because even with training, it's easy to make mistakes. You say the wrong word, put the wrong word in print, and you offend the wrong group, and you find yourself, you know, down at the courthouse.
Right.
And you don't want to do those mistakes. What if your mistake in your purchase agreement, because you used online forms, what if it didn't really protect your rights? What if, you know, so you're selling it for sale by owner to obviously benefit yourself.
Right.
And there are a lot of things that you could do that maybe wouldn't benefit yourself. You could say a lot of things. That's a lot of times when you have open houses, there's a lot of people that'll tell you everything you ever wanted to know about them just from a greeting. And how you doing? How you been? You know, nice to meet you. Well, you know, I was born in Alabama, 1949. You know, I got five kids. Mm-hmm. I've got $100,000 saved up in the bank, and I don't have no hurry on when I need to close. I do whatever you want, Mr. Miss Seller. So there's just lots of things that people can say and do. inadvertently that shoots himself right in the foot.
Gotcha.
So I don't know, Shelley, you said you just had a for
and
sale.
And let's pause one second, because Shelley, I would like you to tell your story, but let's do your NMLS number and then let's do your story.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So NMLS, mine, 367-826, and the company's is 15622. My story is, mm-hmm. is I had a buyer come in. He's buying a property in Wisconsin for sale by owner. And I know, and he's like, I think I'm getting a really great deal. And so we talked about that a little bit more, and I am agreeing with him because mm-hmm. the taxes show that the property should be at least $200,000 more than these people are selling the house for.
Is it a relative?
It isn't.
Okay. Oh. So see, sellers, that is the thing.
It is.
All these private deals, I mean, I've seen several of them up at Lakes this year.
Okay.
Where somebody knocks on your door and they say they'll give you this, that, or the other thing. And instead of, everybody thinks selling your house, getting it ready for market is like the end of the world.
Right.
It isn't. Okay. With assistance, it is not. But is that little bit of, hassle, is that worth a couple $100,000?
Honestly.
Especially,
absolutely.
Like I hear people talk about that all the time. They want to move because the yard maintenance is too much. Mm-hmm. They got a really good deal that maybe their house is paid for, but they don't want to mow the yard anymore. And I'm like, how much is it to hire somebody to mow the yard?
Exactly. Or snowblow.
Yes.
That changed my life where I'm like, I don't mind mowing, but somebody else needs to come and do this driveway on the bad mm-hmm. days. And then once I found a person, it made my life that so much easier. I'm all like, indeed. Yeah, I'm like, this is why you're cool now. And it is cost effective. And I think maybe we don't think about that sometimes, that it's okay to have a team.
But you know what? mm-hmm. When you've done something so long that mm-hmm. you hate so bad, whatever it is, I'm saying? You've just decided in your mind that this, that, or the other thing, I can't stand it no more.
Right.
And I'm not going to do it anymore. And this is my line in the sand.
And I'm out.
I'm done.
Yeah, I'm out.
And, there's no amount of rationale from anybody, not your best friend, your mama, your mortgage person. Nobody's going to tell you nothing. You've had it.
right.
And so those people, you just say, I hear you. Honor you. We will do it your way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the way it is, because customer is boss.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And I'm the same way. It's like, I want something, and it's like, somebody can say, well, what about this?
And you're like, I don't want to hear it.
No, I've already decided. Once,
right.
It's kind of like once, you guys probably the same way. Once you decide.
You've decided.
It's kind of like maybe a 1% chance that that's going to get changed mm-hmm. in your head, so no.
Exactly. Yeah.
Organizing, right? Where is this going to go in the cover?
Right.
No, don't go there. Why? Because I've already imagined it.
Oh my gosh. That is the day to day in my house right now, because I think things go a certain way and my kiddo thinks things go a different way. And it is just, it is a constant struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Like where I'm going, no, it goes here. And he looked at me like, that is not where that goes. And we just have major differences on where we think things should go in the house. That is fascinating.
Yeah,
right
now.
That's our biggest
thing back and forth.
Exactly. Because I'm looking at him like, why do you think this goes here? And he can't really articulate to me why, but clearly he's decided that they go there. And there are certain things that we every day, I move it, he moves it back. I move it, he moves it. Because there's certain things where I'm going, I can't stand it being here. And so it's just funny that there's certain things that just hardwired into your brain. And so,
What, for instance?
Like my bathrobe. My bathrobe lives on a hook in my room on the door. He thinks that's a bad idea. So he literally takes the bathrobe and the hook off the door and puts it over on this little ottoman that I have in my bedroom. And it's in a pile over there on the ottoman.
Much better.
Exactly.
You can see it.
He's like, it's over there. It looks like a nice comfy pile. That's where that goes. And I'm like, no, it needs to be out of the way on the hook. So I literally have to take the hook from the place that he positions it on my dresser, put the hook back over the door, put the thing back. And I'm like, it goes here. And he looked at me like, for now.
So I have a story.
Until you walk away.
I have a story about organization, and I love this topic, so we should talk about it more often. But mm-hmm. so I have a friend that I work with a lot, and she's helped me organize my own house, right? And so every so often, I'll need assistance to get things, fixed back up again. But anyway, one time she was working with me, and you know what she found?
What?
she found a camera in my bag that I had from a convention.
Oh, wow.
Yes, that's a funny thing to lose, isn't it? Yeah.
You weren't wondering, I wonder where those pictures went.
I can't find my camera anywhere. Time to buy another one.
Right. Yeah, right. So, and you're like, I got a whole nother bag.
Shoot.
That is just...
What am I going to do with this camera?
Right. I'm missing a pair of glasses because he does not like where I keep my glass cases on my dresser in my room. Hmm. So he puts stuff away. And I know that they're put away. And they're just like, it's just fascinating. Like, there are things, it's very disorienting.
Yeah.
Where you know you put something away, mm-hmm. and then you come back and it's not there. And I don't live with ghosts. I live with a complicated 13-year-old.
Right, right. And you know what else somehow I've got a problem with that I've discovered over the last several weeks is marbles.
Do you have like a decorative, like ones that live around
you know,
the plants?
You know, those little crystal marbles that you put into a bowl.
Uh-huh.
Like glassies and shooters and all of that.
What she's playing with?
What is that? I've got a $1 million worth of marbles up in there.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what is happening with that. I'm going to have to see a psychotherapist.
Very much so. Or what you could do is you can buy a second home and you can put it all in the second home, because that's part of what we're going to cover today is how you can get yourself a second home and a lake home specifically.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the decor in your lake home. Is that you can have all of the
scenic
looking...
What, I can't have shells? I also have a bin of those that I've collected throughout my lifetime that I can't seem to part with.
Put them in a baggie together, shake them up. It'll be shells and marbles.
I'm bringing shells to everybody I know this year for Christmas. That's what's going to happen. And marbles. Don't be surprised.
Okay, I know what's coming. I'm going to shake the box and be like, thank you, Mimi.
There you go.
So we are going to cover all of that, give you some great information. It's also a great day. If you just have some questions on, can I sell my house? How can I do this? What do I do next? What is the process to start doing this and moving towards home ownership? You should call. The number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1 and streaming on MyTalk1071.com. I'm Ms. Shadid here with our friend Mimi Shoneman from the Red Hot Real Estate Group and RE/MAX Results, also with Ms. Shelley Ferris from Caliber Home Loans. Reminding you again, you can be part of the show. Call us at 651-641-1071.
Okay, I'm just going to give everybody a little bit of quick stats, and then we're going to run into lake properties, which...
Yes.
Everybody loves to talk about, especially Ms. Shelley here.
Indeed.
She's got a world of wisdom where that's concerned. So our new listings for the Twin Cities decreased. We've got 1,700 plus new listings. Our pending sales went down about 1,400. Inventory's down again, 26%. For the month of June, our median sales price increased almost 15% to $350,000.
Wow.
Days on market are down 52% to only 20 days.
Okay.
We'll talk about that, Shelley.
Yeah.
How's that possible?
How is it possible?
And our percent of original list price that our sellers are getting is 104.1%.
Wow. That's amazing.
4.1 over ask
on the average.
So when we are, if this was a quote unquote normal year, would this be a time of year when sales would be down anyway, or would it normally be booming right now?
Well, so keep in mind that this data is from June.
Okay.
And so that June is historically the busiest month ever, May and June.
Okay.
Very, very busy. Now, people are talking about August. So here we are in August. And so what is normal in a pandemic year? Nobody knows.
Okay.
Normally, we do see slowdown in August for two different reasons. Back to school is happening. People are trying to get their last minute vacations before that happens. And the fair.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of people that use that as a time to take off and vacation with themselves and their friends. And so that is coming up in this month.
Yes.
And so normally in a normal market, August is a little bit slower. So don't panic if that's the case. But mm-hmm. we are seeing it trending to being slower right now.
Mm-hmm.
We do only have still 1.2 months of inventory for the whole metro. And consider 5 to 6 months is normal. So we are, you know, a fraction of what is normal. So we still are in an extraordinarily strong seller's market.
Okay.
So just know that that's what we're up against. New construction, they just can't build it fast enough.
Right.
Because we've got about 15 years of slow building. You
know,
you have to keep in mind that when the market was hit the bottom, that many builders went out of business. So many skilled laborers had to go find different types of work. They can't find skilled laborers. There's not enough of them around anymore. And then they're working hard to find, everybody's working hard to find labor.
Right.
And so there's just nothing that we can do to increase the speed of new construction.
And we've talked about, when you're looking at that skilled labor, it's a lot of the same thing in other things where it's going, well, you just need something, a remodel going on in your property. Then that's the same, a similar pool. If you're looking at your roof or your windows or your any of these other things, we have that construction labor pool that's diffused through all of those things.
Yes.
And they're still looking for, well, we can't find enough people to do all of these things. So
exactly.
Be a patient human being. Yes. On these things. And find the right team, be patient, strategize ahead of time, and hopefully the universe will help you and repay you for your patience.
And pray.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Shelley. Shelley is a lake homeowner.
I am.
We're all jealous of her.
Mm-hmm.
Shelley, so close your eyes and tell me what was the number one thing of importance to you when you decided you wanted a lake home, just off the cuff.
So location for us, it was we wanted it to be close to where we lived. That was the number one thing. My husband does not dig long drives traffic.
What counts as close?
So, you know, to close to me was within 2 hours of where we lived. Close to him was within an hour. And I thought
really?
He was absolutely nuts.
That's basically building another house in the backyard.
Peter, Paul, and Mary. And we are 41 minutes door to door from our house to our
cabin. That is
that
fascinating.
Seems a lot of house to clean, right?
I was just telling her, you should just move.
Yeah, agree. Into the lake home.
Yes.
So I think that's interesting just from a demographic standpoint. So since he wanted something so close, how did you reconcile that it's just really a hop, skip, and a jump, and now we have two houses this close to each other?
You know, the kids are older now. Everything's easier now. What we ended up doing, and we will talk about that too, is we bought a cabin.
Yes.
And we dozed over the cabin and built a lake home.
Okay.
That's what we ended up doing.
Did you know?
So, yes. Yeah, it was over.
Did that
a
hurt your feelings to crush a perfectly good cabin?
Absolutely no.
No. That we hear a lot. Like we've had callers call in and talk about that. Mm-hmm. And I think
it depends on what you have.
And Mimi's talked about it from both perspectives, where it's like if you're selling it, you have to devoid yourself from the that was my home and I liked it, because somebody like Shelley probably is going to come in and bulldoze mm-hmm. that house.
And you just lived in that thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're
like that was awesome.
Yeah.
Like,
well, we had it for 15 years before we dozed it over. So we enjoyed it as it was. And it just, over deferred maintenance, it just got to a point where it's like, okay, this is
no amount of money is going to get it where
get
you want it to go.
This.
I should have bulldozed my house. I didn't know it at the time. All I've done is fork on that thing. poor house.
Yes.
But okay, so location was number one.
Number one. But okay. Everything else kind of fell in line. So we it was an odd set of circumstances that we even happened upon this property. But it really important things to us was because we had little kids, location, that was huge. And then I didn't want a big, huge, long, steep whatever to walk down to get down to my boat on the lake. I wanted it to be gradual. I didn't want stairs. And you know, my mom was going to be getting up in years, and we wanted her to be able to enjoy it too, and going down big stairs wasn't going to be right. Long-term, you know, attainable for her. So so that was huge for us. And then we really wanted a boathouse. That was really important to us too, so we'd have some place to store.
What is a boathouse? So that's having your own, like, near the dock, you mean there's a place?
Right. There's a little garage, basically, for a boat or a jet ski or kayaks or just equipment. Stuff that you need on a dock.
So your boathouse, let's just describe it. Is it like the kind that you, from the lake, drive into and it's like a little garage over and above it?
Yes.
Okay.
But it doesn't have water under it, so we have to pull the boat up onto the shore. So it's like a little garage on the shore. But yes, there's a little cement driveway.
Okay, so that saves you from having to store it in the winter elsewhere?
Yeah. We have a garage now on the house that we rebuilt or whatever, and that's where we store the other stuff. There's just stuff. You accumulate stuff.
Fair enough.
And people give you things. Oh, you need this.
Like, do I?
Not always.
Yeah. I have people that try to give me stuff, and I go, thank you.
Really? I thought of you this weekend. I thought, Miss Shana, she could use some marbles for sure.
No! No.
I'm thinking this jar of marbles. I'll put a ribbon on it. And
we've talked about this. The only thing I'm willing to take from your house are some of your perennials.
Okay.
Well, next time you're splitting up your perennials, I will take those. I do not need marbles.
You're gonna regret saying that.
Yeah, right? No, exactly. I got plenty of room for and perennials. Soon. I'll take your perennials. I'll even come help you dig them up. Okay. Everything else, you and keep.
I'll put some marbles in
there. You go.
It's just going to be in the bottom of the bag. So like, it helps with the water distribution.
She snuck them in on me. She snuck them in. No, but in all seriousness, you know, so the things that I think about that are important is water. The mm-hmm. water. So mm-hmm. did you do a lot of research, as you should have done?
Mm-hmm. Yes, right. My husband did. My husband's the research guy in our house. And mm-hmm. so the lake that we're on has, like, it's really, really deep in some spots. It's really shallow in others. So it's a lot of ecosystems are supported. We've got deer and bear and raccoons and muskrats and bear. Everything uh-huh. you could possibly. Yeah, I know. Just recently, yeah, there was a bear encounter not long ago. That's but awesome. You know, you learn a lot about Minnesota wildlife.
Yeah, exactly. So how do I act like this? Because I'm glad that I'm here and you're over there. Right. And how do we keep yes. that okay?
Just watch the show alone.
Okay. Oh no.
They'll teach you everything you need to know to get rid of the bears.
Okay.
And the first thing is, hey bear.
Okay.
I learned that mm-hmm. from that show.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Hey bear.
Mm-hmm. Hey bear. Nice to see you. I acknowledge you.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So water, that's important. Yes. And so there's like different things that you need to know about the water. First of all, you need to know what your rights are to okay. the water. Who actually owns that right. water? Because you might be surprised to think I have a little segment of water that I might own,
right.
but maybe the city owns it, and then they get to control what they do with your right. water. So you want to make sure that you research what your riparian rights are.
Okay. Oh, riparian like rights. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Fancy.
Yes,
you're
it is.
Using fancy words.
More fancy.
But not only that, but you know, some lakes might have bacteria issues going on. I'm not going to say any lakes that I might know, mm-hmm. but wouldn't it be a bummer mm-hmm. if you bought a lake home because you were so excited about the house and the view, but you then found out that your dog or yourself couldn't go into right. the water because people were, you know, getting sick or mm-hmm. or passing.
Oh my. Everything's Giardia.
Not yes. good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a problem. And water's important. So when we come back, let's talk a little bit about the lake bottom.
All right. And you can also be part of the show. Call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 1071. Streaming on MyTalk1071.com. I'm Ms. Shannon, here with Mimi Shoneman from the Red Hot Real Estate Group and RE/MAX Results, and our friend Shelly Ferris from Caliber Home Loans.
Okay. So we are having a ton of fun, and who doesn't love to talk about lake homes or yes. riverfront homes or waterfront homes or beach homes, Florida, everywhere you want to go?
You know, I really like talking about it, but it always, I like to hear the perspective of a good friend like Shelly, because it also, to me, sounds like a lot of work.
Mm.
And so, you know, are there different responsibilities that we've talked about the due diligence that you need to look into before you buy a lake mm-hmm. home. But what else do I need to know? Like, are there different, does it require a lot of winterizing? Do I have to take care about the dock? Like, what's my responsibility by having this one? We already said, I don't want to go out and mow some days, or I don't want to do that. What do I have to do if I have a lake home?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you want to think about winterizing it for sure.
Okay.
If you're not going to be up there when it's cold.
Exactly.
Or if it's three season, which
right.
Then you want to make sure that's taken care of. But there's lots of things to consider. For instance, if you aren't up there every single week, you want to have some sort of thermostat control where you can monitor that from your phone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so you want to talk to your HVAC person about that and see what can be retrofitted for that. Because if something happens to your furnace when you're not up there and you don't know about it, even though you've done all the things of getting it prepared for winter, things happen.
Right.
And especially if you don't have somebody that's close by that can go and check on it for you, because if it's an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever it is, it's not exactly like you in an emergency, you can just get after
it. Pop up there. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then, you know, you have to think about the making sure, just like you did, getting all your vendors lined up.
Right.
Making sure you've got your electrician, your plumber, your HVAC. A house cleaner, mm-hmm. a mower, a snow shoveler.
Right.
All of those things. An ice rink maker.
Right. You know, I don't want to do that myself.
Do they have that?
No. I've seen it.
I bet you they've got people. I could see that being part
of the
snow.
They do.
If they have snow, I bet you some snow removal companies like, and we'll do your ice rink.
Yes.
There's got to be. Yeah. There's always somebody.
If they haven't, that's a marketing idea.
There you go. I've seen the little signs on the corner that said, we'll make an ice rink for you in your backyard.
See, cute. Well done.
You're going to be doing that, Miss Shannon. I see that.
Not as a part-time job.
As a gift, I'll give you some marbles. with a ribbon.
Hey, they'll just be around in
maybe
the
some
ice
shells.
Decorative.
Oh,
yes.
That'd be cool.
Here's
actually
what you can do with the marbles. I'm going to redo my driveway, so will you give me that?
Okay.
I'll put them in the concrete when I redo the walkways at my house. There'll be marbles. I'll be like, those are from my friend.
I think
Mimi.
That's a trip hazard right there.
No, we'll liability. Embed them. We'll embed them into the concrete walkway.
Oh, okay. Fancy.
There's the word again.
I'm going. I want to go on comedy tour with you one time.
I
got no jokes.
Marble.
I'll just be your
but
side
But you got
person.
Marbles, that's it. You got marbles.
How do you make that fun?
You know how hard it is for people to keep their marbles? It's difficult. Like, we spend all our time losing our marbles. And you got so many, you're giving them to other people. That's
right.
Where we're at.
So. Yes. All right. The bottom of the lake. Why is that important, Miss Shelley?
Well, because sometimes you have to touch it.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes if your fantasy is bass fishing, and that is a fantasy of many people, I've heard. You want to know what's going on down there, especially when you're getting out of your boat. Now, disgust me to get out in those weeds and put your feet in the thing.
Okay.
But that's just because I'm not from here originally. But is it hard? I've heard there is. And there's sand.
And sand and rocky.
Gravel,
and
mud.
Mushy. And
weeds.
Yes. There's all different kinds.
Gravel would be worse than weeds.
Yeah.
Mm. But weeds are great for fish.
Right.
I've heard that.
Exactly.
And weeds and like tree trunks.
Yes.
And things that have you know, like boats that have sank.
Right.
That
they
can
hide
dive
in there
around.
And there's shadowy areas or whatever. We have a neighbor that like cleans the weeds out every
with
a rake.
No.
Yeah. She's out there all the time working. She is a hard working weed whipper.
A hard working lake weeder.
Lake weeder, exactly.
Okay. Well,
Does it give you goals? Or I was gonna say, does it give you goals or does it make you go, you're doing too much?
We just watch.
That's
like, dang, there's a cocktail.
Okay.
Look at her work.
So that makes me hot and sweaty now thinking about it. I don't wanna take it. If that's gonna be where I, you know, retire or vacation, think about it. I mean, you might be up there working like Shelly does.
Yeah.
She comes in here, she's sweating.
Oh, that's right. That's what happens.
All right, Shelly.
That's my unplugged place.
Let's talk about mortgages for lake places. We won't spend much time on it, but you do those, don't you?
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. Those are second home mortgages is what you'd be looking to do.
Okay.
And they require down payment differences. You know, you can't do a 3% down payment conventional loan, but you can do a 5% depending on your credit score, or for sure a 10% down. You could get a home equity line of credit for your existing home to use for that down payment and closing costs. You could do a cash out refi now if you haven't refinanced yet to be able to get your money for your down payment for your lake home. All kinds of different places to get money.
Okay. And so you can reach Shelley with Caliber Home Loans. How can they get you, Shelley?
My cell phone's the best. 612-839-6918.
Keep that in mind when you're on the weekend and you know she's at the lake. Just buzz her.
Yeah, do that.
Send her a bunch of texts to your cell phone.
But if you're at your friend's lake and you're like enjoying it and you're thinking, dang,
let me start
one.
You should come be my neighbor.
Yes.
Maybe.
That's great, though, because especially, you know, Shelley, when you talk about it, Mimi, you're the same way, too, where you guys are both like, we're accessible to work around other people's schedules.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, as much as we kid, it is, you know, we can work from and do work from all over the place.
I was sent 2 pre-approval letters at 9 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
Saturday night. You got to do
gotta
that
get these
because
stuff
you
done.
need them when you need them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for lake property, we have connections with realtors around the country and also here in the state. And it doesn't matter what lake you're talking about. We can connect you with them. All you have to do is either email us, mimi@mnredhotrealestate.com, or you can text the word lake or mortgage to 651-578-2218. Okay, so I think that just give a final plug for our beautiful DNR. You can get lots of really great information about lakes, including what their bottoms are, what their fish is, all that kind of good stuff at dnr.state.mn.us. /lake find.
Okay.
So when you were thinking about Shelley looking for your lake home, so clearly recreation is top of a lot of people's minds. You know, what can you actually do on the lake that you're thinking about? You know, it's one thing if you just want to sit there and look at it, because then it doesn't matter.
Right.
But if you think you're going to put a boat in it.
Right.
As a boat owner, mm-hmm. what sorts of things should people be considering?
So, you know, exactly like you said, Mimi, what are you going to do? So we're not fisher people. That's just not what we do. We don't get a fishing license ever. Mm-hmm. Plenty of people fish. So we have lots of fish on the lake. There's lots of fishing tournaments even on our lake. And that's fun to watch. But mm-hmm. for us, it's mostly recreational.
Right.
So we're going to go out boating, skiing, tubing, kayaking, you know, what's the paddle boarding, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of stuff that we do. We have one of those big styrofoam lily pad things, and the kids swim. We go park out in the middle of the lake, and they jump off and swim or whatever. But we don't do the fishing part, so we're not as plugged into that network.
Okay, mm-hmm. So let's think about that. So I don't know what your riparian rights are, but how do you determine where you can put your lily pad in your boat?
Right.
How do you know that that's your stuff, that you can do that?
So we don't just go on our property. We just go out into the middle of the lake.
Okay.
Yeah. And so just drop it.
Yeah. And just drop it there. I mean, with a tow rope or whatever on it so it doesn't float away. But yeah. They're big and popular now. I don't know.
Very popular.
Did we not invent these, ladies? Like 2-inch thick styrofoam piece.
Is so there ever, like, when you have a community that's on, like, your neighbors, does it ever turn into, no, you're too close to my house in the lake? Or how do you determine all of that?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
We all share the lake, kind of, yeah. Like, there was a time period you have in a note here, Mimi, about when it's high. So the lake was really high about 2 years ago. And so then there was no wake zones. And then people got heated about you're going too fast. You're going, you're too much of a wake. So then they kind of get uppity about that stuff.
Gotcha.
But outside of that, people are pretty much like chill.
We're lucky to be on a lake. Let's just get along.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so some of the larger lakes, I would say, get a lot of boat and watercraft traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is something that you might not have thought about if you haven't ever lived on a lake. And so if your goal, especially when you're looking to chill, you can't wait to get up there, and then you see like all these people ripping and roaring in front of your house, and you're like, this is not what I thought it was going to be.
Because different lakes have different cultures. Is that how it is?
Well, some lakes are more popular than others. And so some of them have the more acreage. So there's more, you know, there's longer distances where people can run their boats.
Right.
And faster, pulling people, skis, things like that, jet skis, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So you want to make sure that you know how many lake acres that there are.
Right.
And how deep the lake actually is. So that makes a big difference.
Great point. Good point.
Yeah. So make sure that you do check on that, because lakes that might have a high ratio of acres might be too weedy for skiing or some other, you know, recreational types of things.
Okay.
And you want to make sure that you are checking all of that out. For instance, some of the larger lakes like Mille Lacs or Leech Lake have large unprotected surface areas that enable the wind to kind of go across the area really fast. And they work up to like huge, like 4 or 5 feet waves. And so what is that going to do for you? And we've also seen the ice crashing in. Have you seen that?
Mm-hmm. Ice tsunamis, they're called.
Yes.
I just saw this on the Weather Channel, and they were highlighting Isle, Minnesota, right on Lake Mille Lacs. It's like,
Right over the, I saw it go right over the road.
Yes.
That, you know, that one winter.
It crashes into the townhomes that were built really closely to the lake. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's talk about insurance, Shelley.
Mm-hmm.
So when you called to get your insurance policy for your lake home, what were some of your concerns that you wanted to make sure that you talked over with your insurance agent that make sure that that was covered?
Right. So for me, because I'm in mortgage, flood insurance was a big concern because it can be very expensive. It depends on what level of flood insurance you need. And that's based off of where you are in the floodplain, the 100-year floodplain, and whether or not you're on a big, huge cliff that overlooks the water that's way down there, or you're on the same level. Oftentimes doesn't matter. You're just categorized as the same kind of flood insurance, and It's a little expensive. It's probably on the average of $100 to $200 more per month for flood insurance than just your regular insurance, which you still have to have, your regular insurance. So this is in addition to.
Okay. Well, when we come back, let's continue talking just a little bit about that. And then let's talk about the lake levels and our drought this summer.
And you can also be part of the show. Call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 1071. Also streaming on MyTalk1071.com and available in the My Talk app. Make sure you find that in your favorite app store. I'm Ms. Shannon, here with Mimi Shoneman from the Red Hot Real Estate Group, and also Shelly Ferris from Caliber Home Loans and also Lake Home Owner. So I am enjoying your stories because I feel like I don't need the pressure of keeping track of it, you know, kind of thing. So I'm glad that, you know, you're giving very realistic but also joyous examples
100%
of having that
invitations.
Yes, invitations.
That's
like
what you need.
There
you
I like
go.
It.
Exactly.
We'll help you vacuum the kitchen.
Okay,
oh,
perfect.
Yeah.
There you
perfect.
Go. There's always help. And okay,
I,
yeah. welcome that.
I'll do the dishes after you grill. I don't mind cleaning
time
up.
With my kids. That's what I feel like I bought.
That makes sense.
That was really what it was. It wasn't necessarily a lake property.
That makes sense.
It was time because they get in a whole nother dimension when we get up there.
You're right. My kid would enjoy that. Mm-hmm. When I do like a rent somebody's cabin and mm-hmm. we go hang out, he does for a weekend. He's always very happy. Mm-hmm. So, okay, that does make sense.
I read a very cool story. It's not got anything to do with lakes, but it was a gentleman that was lonely after his wife had passed away, and he decided that he was going to put a pool into his yard, and he was going to invite all of the neighbors to come and swim in his pool just so he would have company. And I thought, that is the most beautiful and brilliant idea I've ever heard.
Indeed. And the other thing is that now you can like Airbnb your pool.
Can you?
I didn't know that.
So there's an organization, there's a company that you can do it, and it's not like there's certain states are like, maybe not. But you can, like, you can rent it out by the hour and you can put yourself, put it out there. And it's something that started recently. And it's funny. I think there's, you know, there's places in Minnesota that it is allowed. Wisconsin is thinking about shutting it down and making it sound like, well, if you're going to make your pool available to other people, we're going to treat you like a public pool, so you got to have all these things.
Oh, wow.
Right. So they're like, well, that defeats the purpose. But here in Minnesota, you can find this whole, you can find it and you can rent people's pool. And it's the same thing that some people have been saying, well, we barely used it or we used it periodically. And so now we feel really good that some families can come and use it as well, especially when we're dealing with everything now where you're like, well, how public do I want to be when I hang out? But I still want someplace I can go with my family.
And it's outdoors.
And it's outdoors. And so, so there's a company that does that.
That's cool to know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also the same with your lake property. I'm sure, you know, people are dropping hints.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
Shelly.
You're
going to lake this weekend?
Yeah, right.
I just got a, you know, nice bag of Orida French fries from Costco. And I got nothing to do with those French fries. What are you doing? Would you like some fries this weekend?
Right, yes.
Okay.
We do host a lot of parties up there. And that's, I love that too. That's the joy of my, no doubt. That's my unplug. I love it.
All right. Well, let's talk about advantages and disadvantages of your property location placement on the lake. So everybody's got there are different views, obviously. What are, in your opinion, and let's just say from your children's opinion, what are some of the advantages and disadvantages of your placement on the lake?
So, the weeds, they won't swim right out off our dock or whatever, because it's weedy and it's yucky, and I wouldn't either if I were them. So that is the downside. But when they were growing up, it was fantastic because it was only a foot deep outside of our dock. So when I had little kids and they would be running on the dock and they'd accidentally fall off the dock, there wasn't this panic of drowned. I remember Jim like walking behind Angela. She was about maybe two, walking down the dock. She just, like a 2-year-old, would just kind of fall off the dock. And he just, without even missing a step, just grabbed the back of her life jacket, pulled her back on the dock, and we just kept on walking. I was watching the whole thing from the lake.
So you had a no diving sign at the end of your dock.
Exactly.
Do
right.
not dive off of this.
But outside of that, I mean, you know, now that the lakes are low, it's harder because it is shallow in our area. So it's even shallower in our area.
So what's the buzz amongst the neighbors and the your HOA, if there is one, about these, you know, things that you can't control?
Mm-hmm.
You none of us can control the drought, and it isn't it's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the drought is one thing, but then also if the aquifer underneath the lake has a problem, you know, that's a whole different set of problems. But what's the buzz amongst your neighbors? What are they saying about
it? So they're upset because it was high before. I shared this with you in the last segment, and it was determined via the association that we have on the lake that the reason why the lake was so high and getting higher was because of this massive beaver dam that was blocking one of the tributaries from our lake. And we have we're on a very large lake. It's 1,600 acres adjoined via a channel to another 1,600 acre lake. It's very large, five islands, etc. And so the DNR didn't feel comfortable removing this beaver dam, but for whatever reason, they gave a permit to some fellas to do that, and they were of the opinion that it was really too high, and they were on that side of the lake, and so they took out more of the beaver dam than they were permitted to, and they chose the ask, you know, for forgiveness instead of ask for permission, and now it's really low.
Okay,
so now the talk is we need to do something about this. We need to, like, maybe bring some cement blocks in for more of a, you know, damish site, because it's really low on our
side. So we could have just left the beavers
really
alone.
It could be. Just do that. I know.
The beavers
don't
were just
laugh.
Chilling.
Yes, like, exactly.
Need to live someplace, too.
Honestly, bring the back.
The beavers were cool. Right.
Yeah.
The
beavers. So cool. Yeah.
Beavers right there.
Yeah.
I got no problem with them.
Right. Exactly.
So that's what the talk is on our lake, is, you know, we shouldn't be pumping water from the lake to water our lawns. But, you know, that's allowed in the bylaws right now, but it needs to be changed, or it needs to be, you know, common sense.
Okay, so here's a real random question. Can you drink water from your lake?
I think it with 700 filters, but yeah.
It's allowable.
Yeah, it's allowable.
But
yeah.
It's something that you should take with caution.
Indeed.
And get the right filters.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so
there's stuff in there that you don't want to drink.
Okay,
but
so
our water comes from an aquifer.
Okay, so you have a well.
Yes, yes.
Okay, and so anything that you can advise folks about wells and things to consider?
Go deep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep, because shallow wells right now are a problem. People's water is also, you know, it's not just that your lake water, but I can't take a shower anymore. I mean, I can because ours is so deep, but
how deep is yours?
200 feet.
200 feet.
It's really.
Okay.
It's really.
And so when you're buying it, you want to know, that's
exactly
one
right.
of the things, you want to have a well, you know, the well water test to make sure.
Did you have to sink that, or did you expand on the one you had, or it was already fine?
Yeah, ours was already fine. And when we rebuilt, when we dozed it over and rebuilt about 5 years ago, then they punched another hole.
Would you happen to recall how much it is per foot to go down?
I don't recall, but I do remember that when we built, everything was $5,000.
So. Okay. All right. That makes sense. That makes sense.
I don't care. Every time that builder opened his mouth,
it was another $5,000. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, now I do have a lot of people that ask me the orientation of properties. Is it on the east facing? Mm. Is it on the south facing? On the west facing? That they didn't teach that in Kentucky. So I have to have a compass to answer that question. So if your house or cabin's located on the east, you're probably going to have a great sunset.
Right.
Okay.
If your house is on the west, you're probably going to have some good sunrises.
Right.
And so those sorts of things can affect value.
Exactly.
And so depending.
And saleability.
And saleability.
Yes.
So things like that. You know, what is also in your view? Do you have just a half of a house that you have to look around to see the lake? Yeah, you see the water, but your neighbor's house is also there too. Does that affect your value? Yes, it does.
Gotcha.
And so you want to make sure that you're really paying attention to these things, because in a heated market and you're trying to make decisions fast, you may not have a lot of time to think about it. So what you want to start doing is researching the lakes that you actually like, the distance that you'd be willing to commute. Have your data on the water and the lakes already done before you start looking.
Great advice.
And then let's all go look at lake properties.
Indeed.
Right. So let's remind everybody how to get a hold of you. So Shelley, you go first.
Oh, 612-839-6918.
And my friend Mimi?
Mimi at MNRedHotRealEstate.com.
You can also find us, look for us on our website, mytalk1071.com. Keyword Red Hot.